of the Roundheads. It is the history of the Jews in Europe is the classic no-win situation. And it is therefore understandable to us why the Jews searched in vain for a stable place to be in, even if it was bad, as long as it was stable. Because any instability would be laid at their doorstep. That's part of the problem that we have here in the United States too, though it is not in a virulent form, thank God. But again, those of us who went through the 60s or the 70s, the anti-war sentiment, etc., whenever that happens, whenever there is a struggle between the establishment and those who oppose it, the Jewish question is raised for discussion, whether it belongs there or not. The Jews are always seen as being, in Christian Europe, the Jews are always seen as being an unstable element in society. And to a certain extent, it is correct as being unstable because they never were absorbed into the society. They never were part of the society. So the Lateran Council passed certain rules of 1179, passed certain rules regarding the Jews. It forbade Jews to have Christians as servants. Now, in the Middle Ages, I mean, the Polish cleaning lady is just a vestige of the Middle Ages. And among wealthy Jews, as non-Jewish servants always existed. And in fact, Jews perhaps needed non-Jewish servants. The only way that they could have Shabbos work for them, the only way they could have other things work for them. And you'll see in the Tshuvas of the Middle Ages, we always have these questions about the non-Jewish servant opening the barrel of wine, doing this on Shabbos, doing that on Shabbos. What shall we say? What shall we do? How shall it be treated? It was a fact of life that the upper class of the Jewish people had non-Jewish servants. Not only that, even the lower class was forced to have non-Jewish help for certain things that they could not do. Again, Shabbos is the main example. But there was, in the medieval world, there was no Jewish synagogue that did not have a non-Jew that was in its service in one fashion or another. It was a necessary part of life. So the Lateran Council forbade it. So the Jews got around it. And the non-Jewish servants also got around it. But it was now illegal. And illegal means that you are now at the sufferance of the government. Whenever they want to get you, they can get you. Like in Russia, everything is done legally. They send you to Siberia legally because you acted against the state. They have defined a set of laws where every person in Russia is illegal. There is no one that lives up to the law. Once they do that, then they can be as arbitrary as they wish and still be within the framework of justice. Well, that's what the church set up here, a system by which almost all Jews would be illegal. Once it became illegal, then you could do whatever you want with them, whenever you wanted to do it. And we'll see that later, that was repeated under the Russian Tsar. The Russian Tsar had a law that you could not collect or distribute money on behalf of a foreign government or a foreign territory. Therefore, in Europe in the 1800s, in Russia and in Poland, where the Jews always collected money, Mayor Balanes, they always collected money to send to Israel, to the Jewish community in Jerusalem. So every rabbi in Russia was in part of the conspiracy. And therefore the Russian government could and did arrest many of the great rabbis of Europe on this charge. Because it was against the law to send charity to Jerusalem, which was then under the rule of the Turks, and therefore it was illegal, it was anti-Russian. When you have a system such as that, so it's not a question whether the church enforced it or didn't enforce it. As a practical matter, most of the decisions of the Lateran Council were not widely enforced. But what it did is it made everyone illegal. And once you become illegal, so then you're open game for everyone in the